Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate and thankful for you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, but we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly we would consider that and certainly take that into consideration and let us know by either using the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Also, we have a website, and on that website, there are numerous Bible articles and Bible subjects. You can even do searches for a particular subject to keep from having to filter through all of the articles and matter that is on the website. There is a Bible correspondence course that you can take. You can do this at your own pace in the privacy of your own home. This can help you in your study of God's Word. These radio sermons, as well as sermons that are presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ, is available on the website. Also, we email a bulletin every 2 weeks, and on the website, if you wish to receive that bulletin that contains Bible articles on Bible subjects, then there's a place where you can submit your email address. We will add you to the list, and every 2 weeks you can receive the email bulletin. So keep all of these things in mind, and remember it will be found at www.eastabbotville.org. Why is the Bible so hard to understand? Have you ever heard someone make that statement, or have you made that statement? You know, the Bible is the most widely distributed book that's been ever printed. And yet, for all of the billions of copies that have been distributed, it's often the case that many people do not read the book. And when asked why they put off studying the Bible, many people respond that they would like to read it, but it's so hard to understand that they've decided it's just not worth the effort. So is it true that the Bible is so difficult to understand that its meaning is only available to just a few learned scholars? But you know, here is the truth of the matter. God has inspired a book that is understandable, even to the youngest reader, but can spiritually challenge the most diligent student of God's Word and do that for a lifetime. Many Christians that have ever talked to someone about God has no doubt been asked why the Bible is so hard to understand. And you know, the idea behind this question is that if God is perfect and knows everything, and if he wants all people to know his will, then why or wouldn't he have written a very simple book that everyone could easily understand? Is the Bible really hard to understand? And if it is, why would a loving God write such a book? But before answering, I want us to look first closely at the question. Christians generally take the question, why is the Bible so hard to understand, at face value. We feel like that we need to answer it the way that it's presented, because we all know that we have run across passages that are difficult to get our minds wrapped around. And the fact is, however, the question is worded in a way that assumes an idea to be true that's not. You know, it's one of those questions that if you answer it the way that it's stated, you sort of paint yourself into a corner. I'm sure we're all familiar with the question that somebody asked a man, have you stopped beating your wife? Well, you know, a yes or a no answer assumes, or at least it comes across, as if he was beating his wife at some point. So if this man has never beaten his wife, then he needs to clarify the question. He might insist that he can't answer the question as the question is worded, since he has never beaten his wife. So I believe we can see how tricky some questions are designed to be. So why is the Bible so hard to understand? It's one of those tricky questions. If you begin to answer it as it is presented, then you are letting the person that's asking the question assume that the Bible as a whole is hard to understand. And that's just simply not the case. Yes, the Bible contains countless passages composed of thousands of words that are extremely easy to understand. But take, for instance, the story of the wise men coming from the east to visit baby Jesus in Bethlehem. That's enough for small children to grasp. We read about it in Matthew 1, verse 18, as it continues on in chapter 2 and through verse 12. Take, for instance, the account of the Jewish rulers that subjected Jesus to a mockery of a trial, and they manipulated Pilate to have Jesus crucified. That's not hard to understand. We read about that account in Mark chapters 14 and 15. You know, the commandment to stop stealing, the commandment to commit ourselves instead to respectable work, that's extremely easy to figure out. And we read about it in Ephesians 4 and verse 28. So the vast majority of the Bible is easy to understand. You see, the question would be more accurately restated like this. Why are some parts of the Bible hard to understand? And it's certainly true that some of the Bible is difficult to understand. The Bible itself admits as much. Peter wrote about the Apostle Paul's writing. Notice what we read in 2 Peter 3, verse 16. As also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the rest of the scriptures. You see, the implication of this statement is that most things, Paul says, are quite understandable, but some things are more difficult than others. And notice that Peter goes on to explain that those that twist these difficult passages are individuals that are what? They're untaught and they're unstable. And he explains that they even do the same with aspects of the Bible, that is, the rest of the scriptures, that are not necessarily difficult in and of themselves to understand. You know, I believe the situation can be illustrated by a comparison to physics. I took physics in high school. I wasn't particularly good at it. But, you know, suppose I was to ask the question, why is physics so hard to understand? Well, anyone that spent time in a classroom studying those equations of acceleration and all of those other complicated mathematical formulas that initially accepts the question as it is stated, and then he tries to explain the more complicated aspects of the science. See, not all aspects of physics are difficult to understand. In fact, if you succeed in staying alive for one entire day in a physics class, then you have a solid working idea of physics. Even young children, at a very early age, learn you can't jump off of tall buildings, you can't step in front of moving cars, you can't dive face first into concrete, you can't throw baseballs at glass windows, you can't stand under a fallen tree or jump off of a bike that's speeding down a hill. You see, the concept of gravity, though it can be broken down into complicated equations, it can be understood on a basic level by even young children. So it is then that even so with the Bible, while it might be difficult to pinpoint who the number 666 is supposed to represent that we often hear people throw out of Revelations 13:18, or who is the man of sin that Paul speaks of in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 5, still yet much of the Bible is very easy to understand. Love your neighbor. Forgive others. Feed the poor. Help the sick. Take care of widows and orphans. Pray for your enemies. See, these are instructions that even the youngest among us can and do understand. So, someone might ask, if there are difficult parts of the Bible, then isn't it the case that all people must know even the most difficult parts in order to understand what God wants them to do? Well, you know, the Bible answers that question by explaining that each person is only responsible for the aspects of God's word that they should know and that they should be doing. You know, it's common sense that a person that wants to become a Christian and has been a Christian for 30 years and has been given access to the Bible that entire time, that they would understand God's word better than a person who is a new Christian that is just being exposed to the Word of God. You know, the Bible illustrates this whole idea by comparing those that have had little opportunity to digest God's Word to babies. Babies who need milk and solid and not solid food. Peter talks about them in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, when he said, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So see, as the child in the Word grows, he or she should progress to understanding more and more about God and His Word and begin to understand the more difficult aspects of the Bible. Sometimes, however, people that have been understanding more are not growing as they should. You know, the Hebrew writer, he rebuked those of his readers in Hebrews 5, verse 12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you've come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone that partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those that are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have those senses exercised to discern both good and evil. See, notice, he recognized that at one time his readers were newborns, and they were only responsible for grasping the milk of the word. But that time's passed, and they have not trained themselves to understand more difficult aspects of the spiritual world. Friends, God will never hold people accountable for understanding more of his will than their physical and mental capabilities can afford. You see, a 13-year-old who has just become a Christian is not going to comprehend as much about God and the spiritual world as a faithful Christian that has been studying the Bible for some 50-odd years. We see the time is up, but we're not at all finished with this lesson as we want to consider further this question of why is the Bible so hard to understand. We want to look at some reasons, and that's what we'll hope to do in our program tomorrow. So it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And now we return you back to our announcer. Man.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.